Hello, welcome to Let's Find Out. That was Elaine Silver and her beautiful music and Standing in the Possibility, of course. I'm here tonight with Lucia Mitro. And tonight, I have the privilege of speaking with a life coach, reconnection therapist, and an expert in the field of indigo children. Hello, Lucia.
Oh, just remember me as a friend.
Oh, there you go. And my girlfriend.
Hi, Bonnie. Thank you very, very much for having me on your show. It's really, truly an honor.
Oh, thank you for agreeing to be on with me again. We had such a great time last time, and now we've got a whole new audience, and I can't wait for them to hear all about you. Why don't you start by telling us just a little bit about yourself?
Well, to tell you a little bit about myself, let me tell you a little bit about my friend Kara. She's actually a girl from Mac Blockhorn Lossie's book, The Children of Now. Kara says, "I am afraid because I see everything. Mm-hmm. And worse, I feel everything too. I don't understand how to find a balance with all of this. Everywhere I go, I see others like me who don't realize who they are. I see angels, spirit guides. I see spirit of dead people. Dark entities follow me around, watching all the time. They aren't always the same, but I feel like they are after me in some way. Everywhere I go, they follow me around. I see other realities blended over this one. It is very confusing to know what's real and what isn't. Worse, I don't have any energy. When I try to move, my body feels so heavy that it seems nearly impossible, but I keep trying. It is just that I have been sick for months now, and I feel like I'm on the end of my rope." End of the quote.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
I imagine you feel that way very much, or you felt that way very much. How do you relate to that story?
Well, I completely understand her story because it's similar to mine. As a child, since I was born, I had experiences that I thought nothing of until I start sharing them with my family and friends. I learned soon that if I am to remain outside of mental institution, I need to keep it to myself. My mother did not understand me at all. My father kind of understood me, but under communist regime and regime on my mom, we never really discussed my experiences. My friends, well, I didn't have too many. I was just a weird kid in the block.
Okay. And your upbringing in Slovakia, too, I imagine that was a bit of a difficult time, too, being raised in a communist regime.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You could not go to church, so you could not talk to your priest about your experiences. And, of course, priest would not understand my experiences also, so that wouldn't work. And under communist regime, of course, they didn't agree with anything spiritual. You know, everything was just the physical. So,
sure.
Of course, can you imagine me going to psychiatrist and telling them my story?
No, they would take you away. The people in the white coats would have to come and get you. Right.
Absolutely. I will be still locked up for sure. So it was absolutely, I had a zero self-confidence. I was a loner. My friends were my dog and trees and birds and plants because they understood and I felt confident around them. I feel energy of other people, so even coming to the big groups of people, big gatherings, were very, very hard for me, and I didn't understand what's going on. There was absolutely nobody around who could understand what I'm going through.
Right.
It would be so beautiful if I have somebody at that time in my life, like who I am right now,
Right. Well, was there anyone in your family who maybe you inherited these gifts from, or was this something that was completely foreign to you?
No, I suspect my father and my father's family.
Okay.
But again, being under a communist regime, my father was a communist. My mother was a communist. If they know that I'm talking to somebody about that, or just if somebody overheard me even talking to my father about my experiences, mm-hmm. he would be probably sent to Siberia.
Okay. So even if he did have this, it never came up.
No, absolutely not. Until he crossed over. Then we talk.
Oh, boy. So when did you come to America?
Oh, about 15 years ago.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And tell us how you came to find your way to energy healing. How did you find your comfort level that brought you to the healing circle?
Well, I always felt there was something else. See, my father had asthma since whatever, and he spent more of his time in the hospitals than at home with us. And I always felt like I need to do something. I always felt that I can do something to help him. I just didn't understand what it is. And he likes me to always be around me. He liked to hold me in his hands. And I remember that it was always so smoothing to him, but I just couldn't understand why it is. And after my father passed away on an asthma attack, I promised myself I will figure out what it is I can do outside of the medical. And So you sensed then
that there was something else that was possible.
I always knew. I just didn't know how to come around. That's probably why universe took me here to United States.
Right.
Because when I came here, I got a book in my hands from Louis Hay, Heal Your Life.
Mm.
And then I went, oh, my God, I'm not crazy.
Yes.
There is more people like me. There is something. This is not just me. There is something out. So her book actually put me on a path. And it's always, you know, when you are ready for a teacher will appear.
Yes.
There is always universe put me in with people that slowly but surely show me the way. It was like eye-opening. It was like a going through the school, through the classroom. There is always something. And I was so passionate about that I was just hungry for the information. I was studying everything upside down. I was studying whatever I can, the books, what I can, to find the information. And actually, when I went to visit Amma, the mother, you know, the hugging saint, you know who I'm talking about.
Amritanandamayi.
Yes. I first time in my life physically witnessed the transformation. I physically saw people changing physically after she'd hugged them. The transformation was just unbelievable. And I just stand in an awe, like watching that. And that was my 100% confirmation that there is an energy healing, there is an information healing. It wasn't just something that I can imagine or something they can believe people. It wasn't brainwashing. I witnessed that.
That's right. To look at the faces of the people who have just experienced an embrace with Amma, it leaves no trace of doubt in your mind. That's right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you cannot explain this. You have to witness this.
Yes.
It's so, like, right into your eyes. How can you deny something else?
That's right. Well, she is an avatar. She is a saint who we are so blessed to have been able to be in the company with and who we go and see every year because, well, can't get enough.
Absolutely. And what's the best about her? You don't really have to be in her presence.
No, that's right.
It's energy field, and she works with you even if you are not in it. Once you witness her, when she hugs you, she's connected to you forever, everywhere you are.
Yes. So give us an example of a time when you can remember feeling her presence.
Oh, I feel her present all the time. She never leaves you. She's here. All you need to do is just think of her, and she sits right here in front of you and smiling at you.
That's exactly right. But I can tell you that I find whenever I'm in an emergency situation or I feel like I need a little bit of extra protection, even if I don't think to ask for her, I'll know when she's there. I'll smell roses or honeysuckle, and I'll think, oh, she's with me. She knew I was in this position and I needed help, and there she is.
Oh, I always see her around cherry blossom. I'm not sure why.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's something, again, you have to experience. So everybody go to see Emma next time she's here.
That's right. Okay, so seeing Emma then led you to understand that this is, in fact, real. You're not crazy. And so what was your next step?
Well, I got even more hungry about the information than I was before. Like, really, I knew I am on the right path, and I studied. And now I realize that even science is catching up on everything. It's unbelievable that how everything is turning within just past few years. Right. Like Dr. Oz once said, we are beginning now to understand things that we know in our hearts are true, but we could never measure. As we get better at understanding how little we know about the body, they begin to realize that next big frontier is in medicine, it's energy medicine. It's not the mechanistic part of the joints moving. It's not the chemistry of our body. It's understanding for the first time how energy influences how we feel. I mean, this is Dr. Oz.
That's right.
And it's...
That's right.
Absolutely amazing.
They're beginning to be able to measure this now scientifically. And so the medical community has got to come to the realization that, no, you didn't make a mistake. That first sonogram actually did show disease, and it really did not show disease the second time the person came in after having an energetic healing, instead of, you know, trying to make an excuse about, oh, well, we must have made a mistake the first time because there's nothing there right now. They have to finally say, okay, there's something to this, and I want in on it. They're starting to feel a hunger for it. They want to be able to, well, to complete their calling. They want to be healers.
Absolutely. But you have to understand that they are tied by money, too.
Yes, ma'am.
Medicine,
yes, they are.
Drugs, that's money. So they don't have a free will that we do.
Right.
That's why
right.
I never went to the medical profession. That's why I'm doing the energy healing and metaphysical alternatives.
They are beginning to open up. There's a hospital near me where they have, you can have a Reiki practitioner in your OR, if you so wish, who can hold the energy, if you will, while the surgeon is doing his job. And they're even beginning to teach RNs about aromatherapy, so that they can help to put you at ease. And these are little steps, but that means so much when you're talking about conventional medicine.
Oh, absolutely. That's absolutely amazing. And, yes, they are turning slowly but surely, and just give it a few years, you know.
That's all.
Right now, walking in the hospital, telling that you're going to do reconnection healing, they're looking at you like you have a two horns. Like, give it two more years, and they will be calling you to come and do it.
I'm glad you mentioned the reconnection. We're going to take a little break, and when we come back, let's talk a little bit more about that. We'll be right back. Wisdom Magazine is one of the country's largest free holistic publications, with 150,000 copies printed monthly in 3 regional print editions. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition. Lucia Mitro has devoted her life to empowering her clients while guiding them to reach an understanding of their own magnificent abilities. She enlightens the minds of those who struggle to find their way. She reaches out to children as well as adults to help guide them on their journey into timelessness. She combines her counseling services with the reconnection for a complete healing practice. Visit www.timelesslight.net for more information, and you can follow Lucia Mitro on Twitter. Tune in next week, Sunday, November 28th, because Elizabeth and I will be interviewing Richard Schulman. Richard is a pianist and composer of music for plays, music for meditation, and is guided by spirit as he composes. Richard will be performing Saturday, December 4th at the James Laura House in Doylestown, PA for the Bucks County Metaphysical Association's Holiday Concert and Stewardship Awards. We'll be raising funds for the BARC School for Autistic and Down Syndrome Children, as they have lost the funding for their arts program due to budget cuts. When Richard enters the room, you see a meek and mild man who appears both shy and unassuming. Then he sits down, raises his hands above the keys of the grand piano, and the auditorium is suddenly consumed by an explosion of incredible music, notes that can only come from spirit. Please tune in next Sunday night for a preview of this beautiful music and the story behind the incredible talent of Richard Schulman. Let's find out, November 28th at 9 p.m. You're listening to bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. Wonderful piece called Dreamcatcher from the album Native Flutes. And I'm back with Lucia Mitro, and we're going to talk a little bit about the reconnection, aren't we, Lucia?
Absolutely. It's my favorite topic.
All right, let's go.
Well, let me, in a short story, explain how I was introduced to reconnection. I was introduced to a lot of techniques since I met Alma, and even though I enjoy the techniques on the receiving end, I never felt I need to follow this out and actually become a practitioner. It wasn't really calling me. I enjoy that. I know they are very powerful, but I was looking for something else. I was still in a surge of something because I knew there is something more powerful. I just felt it. And just imagine one day we had a holistic show. There is a huge room filled with practitioners and filled with people, and I'm in a little corner having my little booth. And after the show started, people start pouring in. I start feeling very dizzy. my stomach was just shaking, vibrating right in my stomach area. I was just vibrating. Then my hearing went bye-bye. I couldn't hear anybody. And then I lost my breath. I couldn't catch my breath. And I was almost in a panic mode, even though it was so peaceful and loving. Because of my physical experiences, I almost went to a panic mode. So I excused myself and I went outside. Well, that repeated itself about 3 times until I start searching what is going on. When I scanned the room for practitioners, I knew somebody's doing something that I am not familiar with. And I saw this man having somebody in a massage table waving his hands in the air. And it's like, okay, this I don't know. Mm. So I look around and I thought it was you or Elizabeth. I ask, what is it? What is he doing? And you guys just smile at me. You just got to just smile at me. It's a reconnection. And I go, what? Reconnection. So after the guy was done, I went to him and I was like, I need to know what you're doing because this affects me. You are not working on me. I am far away from you and I'm having all these physical experiences. I need to know what's going on. And he just smiled at me and he said, here, read the book. And he gave me his business card with the link on the website. Okay, read the book.
Right.
So I came home with 104 fever, but still not feeling sick. I was just in a different state. It was just something that I never experienced. And I thought, okay, there was too many people there. I just felt the energies just overwhelming. But it still was, I needed to know. So that was Saturday. Sunday, I went on a website and I ordered the book. Amazon told me I will have it between 7 to 14 days. I was okay, that's normal. So here come Wednesday. I went to check my P.O. box, and there is a package. And I'm looking at Amazon. And I'm going, okay, this is weird. They said
2 days.
Not even 2 days. I already have a book. I order on Sunday. They have to mail on Monday. I already have Wednesday. That's weird. Well, I really anxiously opened the package. I pulled the book out, and I'm looking on the cover, and I see endorsement from John Edward.
That's
right. Medium. Now, whoever knows me knows that I adore John Edward.
That's right.
I truly have a deep respect for this human being. He's amazing, amazing soul, and I just truly adore him. So having this on a cover of the book, endorsement from John Edward, like, there is no other proof that I need that I am on the right path, and that's...
And more than that, if you'd like, I've got it in front of me. I can read it to our audience. What John Edward wrote was, Eric is an amazing man with the superb gift of healing. Read this book and be transformed. Those are powerful words. That is an endorsement.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what happened with me. I read the book. During just the reading the book, my hands are vibrating. My whole body was like in a trance. It was like I read the book in 2 days. I couldn't put it down.
Right.
I couldn't breathe. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't do anything until I was done with the book. And after I read the book, I was smiling around my head because I knew at that point I found what I'm looking for. I knew it. So I went on a website. I booked my seminar, which was the closest one that, because I wanted to book with Eric, one that Eric was teaching was in Boston. And I was thinking, okay, I don't really want to go there, but you know what? I need to see the city one day, so it would be a nice trip. When I went to book my hotel, when it was coming closer and I went to book my hotel, I saw that Eric is coming to Philadelphia. which is about 45 minutes from me.
Right.
And it was like, okay, that works even better. So, and last year during the Halloween, from all of the days, I was at a seminar with Eric, and it was absolutely, absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. And when I'd done the whole seminar, I am first, second, and third level practitioner. I took a picture with Eric, which was another nice story.
Oh.
When I bought another copy of the book and at the seminar, and I let him to sign, he signed a book.
Yes.
While I was going, like, kind of behind him to take a picture. I didn't see what he wrote. I didn't see anything what he did. I was just trying to position myself right behind him. So we took a quick picture. You know how it is in the book signing, you know. You're
sure.
Just going. So when I kind of stood in front of him and thanked him for signing, he started asking me questions. And it was too funny because he didn't really talk to anybody prior to me. So it was a little bit, you know, surprising to me that he actually taking time to talk to me. And I realized that he's coming to Bratislava, which is capital city of Slovakia, in a few days. So
huh.
I was on a cloud nine. Like, that's exactly what I want. I wanted to take it not just here. I wanted to take it to Europe. So
right.
I was on the cloud now that he can even pronounce the name of the capital city of Slovakia. I'm not even going there.
Right.
So we talk a little bit more. And my last words to him, and I don't know where it came from, I told him, you will see me soon. And I turned around and left to actually meet his father, that actually I was so blessed to meet his mother and his father at the Philadelphia. So I'm coming home, and I open the book, and, of course, I cannot read the word that he wrote.
Oh, no.
So I'm going, no, all I could read is Lucia. Like, okay, well, doctor's handwriting, he's a chiropractor.
Yes.
So I came home and I asked anybody I met, can you read it? Can you read it? What did you say? Well, nobody could read it until I actually came to my chiropractor that I work with. And I said, well, you're a chiropractor. He's a chiropractor. Could you please tell me what he wrote? And he looked at the book, and I didn't tell him the story. He didn't know, he knew nothing about my experience or about anything. And he goes, it looks to me like he wrote, I will see you soon.
No.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Exactly. That was my reaction. I was glad I'm sitting because I probably had a deer at the headlights look at that point.
Right.
And I was like shivering, like, I cannot believe you just said that. Like, can you repeat what you just said? And he said, yeah, I will see you soon. I said, my words to him was, last words, you will see me soon.
That,
like, that was just
fabulous. What a
amazing.
Great story. Well,
and
we're going to talk a little bit about how you use the reconnection in your practice. So right now, let's tell everyone how they can read up and find out a little bit more about you. Give us your website.
My website is www.timelesslight.net.
That's right. And something else?
If you go to tab called Yes, the button called Yes, you will see all list of all services so far I provide.
So far.
And you can
That's right. Okay,
yes,
we're
going to
take
coming.
A little break, and when we get back, we'll talk a little bit about your practice. We'll be right back.
Have you ever gone into your local health food store looking for something that didn't exist? Blossom Spring Natural Health Solutions was born out of such a need. As a master herbalist and board-certified holistic health practitioner, I've created a line of herbal remedies and beauty products that have been overlooked by other companies. All-purpose Blossom Salve is the herbal answer for wound care. Use it on minor cuts, burns, abrasions, bug bites, and bee stings to kill germs, ease pain, and promote the reproduction of healthy new skin cells, all without introducing harsh chemicals or petroleum products into the wound. Euthena Jar is an all-natural herbal facial complex designed to promote a healthy, youthful complexion by reducing fine lines and age spots while increasing elasticity and refining pores. Everything you want for your face in one product. Blossom Spring products are created with all natural and organic ingredients to promote health without destroying valuable flora. Just the way it was when time began, just as nature intended it to be. Blossom Spring is a registered trademark.
Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, The Truth About 2012. This is a new book by Elizabeth Joyce. People are being shaken awake. Sometimes it takes a kick in the pants to wake us up. Looking from a higher perspective, we are experiencing birth pangs of a higher consciousness, the fifth dimension. The three spatial dimensions of height, width, and length, along with the fourth dimension of time and timelessness, we are familiar with. But what is the fifth dimension energies? Mark Dodich, astrologer, says, if you are opening to a greater spiritual dimension of your inner self, then this is the book for you. Ascension, How to Access the Fifth Dimension. Go to www.new-visions.com or amazon.com and get the book. It's a must read.
This week in the Metaphysical Book Corner, I have The Reconnection by Dr. Eric Pearl. Dr. Pearl explains his own journey to the discovery of this healing modality. How he began as a young man without direction who went to chiropractic school because, well, it sounded good, to a series of coincidences that led him to being indoctrinated by spirit into a new level in the field of energy healing known as the reconnection. Eric teaches that healing comes through the practitioner and is directed, without the intention of the healer, to the parts of the body that require the energy. He teaches no technique other than tuning into this energetic guidance. The reconnection is a valuable step toward reaching your highest potential. The Reconnection by Dr. Eric Pearl. Pick it up today.
You're listening to BBSRadio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
And that, of course, was Simon and Garfunkel with Scarborough Fair, an herbalist favorite song right there. And this is Bonnie McDade, and I'm back now with Lucia Mitro. Hi, Lucia. Welcome back.
Hi, Bonnie.
And we're talking about the reconnection, and I would like you to explain to our listeners how you use it in your practice. What can someone expect when they come to see you?
Well, I am reconnection practitioner, but I am also a metaphysical counselor, which this is a perfect combination for me how to help others.
I agree.
See, during the seminar, Eric read from one of his downloading, and he said, it is only a few that dare to open their eyes. And often those that do are blinded by what they see.
Mm.
And that's really shook me. That's really went through me. And it was, I understand to the less molecule in my body, I understood what he's saying. And that's kind of my motto now. I'm trying to assist my clients when they open their eyes and see what blinds them.
Okay. Yeah. It's funny how you can't see the speck in, you can't see the plank in your own eye. You can see a speck in someone else's, right? So it takes someone with special skills like yourself who can help straighten out the bends in the road for people when they're having a little bit trouble moving along.
Absolutely. That's why I'm combining the reconnection with counseling, because life is complex. The physical being is very complex, and even if you think it's a harmony, and if you fix one tune in an orchestra, it doesn't mean that the orchestra is playing perfectly. Like, let's tune up the all musicians. Let's tune up everything in, or most of that in an orchestra, to be playing in harmony. And that's kind of my point. I'm looking on a complex living, on a complex human soul, on a complex human being. And in my consultation, I kind of touch whatever I can. The first one, I don't want to know what's wrong with you. I don't want to know when I meet you. I don't want to know what sickness you have. I don't want to know what pain you have. Let's do the reconnection first. Because
that's
the
right.
Reconnection will realign you with the grid of the earth. It will give you the information, your body information. It's down. It's like a computer. Your body is like one big computer. What the reconnection, how I explain it to me, it's downloading from the one motherboard, from the one universe, from who knows where. I don't care, because it's so beautiful that I don't even care when it's coming
from. That's right. It works.
It works, and it's a healing, and it's a peace. So when somebody asks me where it's coming from, I don't know. It's not mine to answer this question.
Universe, from the universal oneness. That's all. Because the universe wants you to be well. It wants to help you fill in those gaps and clear your blocks.
Absolutely.
And so this energy gets directed in a very individual way. It's different for every person that comes in.
In every each session.
Yes.
It's absolutely amazing. And another thing, what I love about the reconnection, I am just a transporter. I am just a vehicle. I am not doing that. Because once you start doing that with your brain or even with your soul, it's directing your feelings to the patients, to the client, not clients. So with reconnection, I'm just a vehicle for that energy coming to their main computer, and computer downloads that and spreads. It's a nervous system. It's through the whatever you want to the field. It downloads to their body, and their body does their job. I'm not directing anything anywhere, because your body is much smarter than I am.
Right. You're sort of the software. You're the plug. You're
the
cord.
Absolutely. So that's why I love it, because there is a free will. Your body does what it needs to do, what knows where it needs to go. So the first session is always reconnection healing. I mean, I do offer counseling session without the reconnection healing, if that's what you want, because every single individual is different. It's unique. So when I
in my practice, I find that I get so much information after doing the energy healing session that can only add to the therapy session that occurs afterwards.
Absolutely.
Because I can have someone come in and say, it's a bright sunny day, I have a wonderful life, and then I get them on my table and I can feel how they really are experiencing the day. And then when we start to talk, I say, you know, it's a really great outer person that you're showing everyone this mask, but I know what's really going on inside, and let's talk about that, because you came to me because you want to be well.
Absolutely.
Right?
There is a reason you're sitting in front of me.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, I just want to be not really comfortable, but You know, when I get a client, I'm doing my program, I'm crafting my program around my client because we are all unique. Mm-hmm. You cannot have one system run through everybody. It just does not work. I'm working with my client as a separate individual, as a unique human spiritual being, and whatever it works, because whatever works for you doesn't necessarily works for me, and of course whatever works for me does not necessarily works for Dawn. So that's why we all have to be unique. I prefer to do the reconnection healing, but if my client is not comfortable and I can see that they just don't, I don't want to have a person on my table that is terrified. Or,
you know what? You tell them all to listen to this show, and then they'll be begging, please do the reconnection for me, Dr. Mitro, please. Okay, we're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about what you can, what you share with your clients. We'll be right back.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. Bonnie McDade and I are looking for guests for our show throughout the fall and winter months. Let's Find Out is on bbsradio.com at 9 p.m. Eastern, Sunday evenings. It's a live internet radio show with several worldwide affiliates that we co-host, and we discuss holistic health modalities, energy healing, psychic sensitivity, the paranormal, past lives, and other metaphysical subjects. We have a great listening audience, and we utilize a 3,000-plus name email list every week to promote our guests. This is a great way to advertise yourself and your business. So if you have an interest, send us an email or get in touch with bbsradio.com, and we'd be happy to have you on. Thank you.
Lucia Mitro has devoted her life to empowering her clients while guiding them to reach an understanding of their own magnificent abilities. She enlightens the minds of those who struggle to find their way. She reaches out to children as well as adults to help guide them on their journey into timelessness. She combines her counseling services with the reconnection for a complete healing practice. Visit www.timelesslight.net for more information, and you can follow Lucia Mitro on Twitter. Tune in next week, Sunday, November 28th, because Elizabeth and I will be interviewing Richard Schulman. Richard is a pianist and composer of music for plays, music for meditation, and is guided by spirit as he composes. Richard will be performing Saturday, December 4th at the James Laura House in Doylestown, PA for the Bucks County Metaphysical Association's Holiday Concert and Stewardship Awards. We'll be raising funds for the Bark School for Autistic and Down Syndrome Children, as they've lost the funding for their arts program due to budget cuts. When Richard enters the room, you see a meek and mild man who appears both shy and unassuming. Then he sits down, raises his hands above the keys of the grand piano, and the auditorium is suddenly consumed by an explosion of incredible music, notes that can only come from spirit. Please tune in next Sunday night for a preview of this beautiful music and the story behind the incredible talent of Richard Schulman. Let's Find Out, November 28th at 9 p.m.
You're listening to bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
Thank you.
was Welcome by Richard Shulman, none other than Richard Shulman. If you can, please come to the concert on December 4th. It will be a night you won't forget. And this is Bonnie McDade, and I'm back with Lucia Mitro, and we're going to start wrapping up, but we would love to learn more about your sessions.
Well, what I failed to mention with reconnection healings, it can be done in distance, because it's an energy information healing. The person, the client, does not have to be present, physically present. It can be done in distance. That's what I love it so much. It's too funny. I have more clients in Slovakia than I have, not that I have here, but it's like all around the world, Australia, New Zealand. I have clients everywhere because it could be done in distance. So that's why it's so much amazing. And with consultation, of course, they could be done in person, on a phone, on a Skype, on any messenger system, everywhere you want. So that's, I love what I do because it's mobile too.
Yeah, it transcends all barriers. It just does.
It's just simply amazing. Usually the first consultation sessions, it's like a get to know you, where you've been, where you were most in pain, where you were most happy. I need to get a feel what exactly who you are. You know, I need to who you think you are. It follows by the second reconnection healing session. Then it follows by the second consultation. And again, after the second reconnection healing, the usually client is on cloud nine already. So we start to do a little update. I always give my clients tools crafted for their needs, whatever they need. And I'll kind of help you, guide you to find your passions, to see where your self-confidence is, where your physical, a little bit touching on a physical mode, where is your weight, where exactly you are. Another session is the reconnection healing session number 3, which, again, it just speed ups the process. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. You are running 100 miles an hour. It's unbelievable how the reconnection speed up all the healing sessions. Now, the consultation number 3, it's, again, updating our process, answering any questions. And during the whole time, once you are my client, you're not just my client, you're my friend. You have a free access to me anytime you want, through the email, through the phone, Facebook, Twitter. I'm everywhere, so everybody knows how to get me.
That's wonderful. That's very important. Now, do you have any final thoughts that you'd like to leave our audience with tonight?
You know, always what I said to my clients are that, how would I say that?
Oh, you got to think of how to do it in English, don't you?
Yes, exactly. Well, that's right, too. It's hard to jump. I need to figure out where I am. You never know who's watching you. You never know who is listening to you. You never know whose life you are going to save just simply smiling. So please, please do not lock yourself in. Do not hide. Be the magnificent soul that you are.
Oh, Lucia, that is beautiful. That is a beautiful message to leave with our audience. I want to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving holiday and everyone out there. And we're going to enjoy now a Thanksgiving meditation. Thank you, Lucia, and we'll
Thank
talk
you.
To you soon.
Thank you Bye-bye. Very much, Bonnie. Bye-bye.
This week, we're going to do a Thanksgiving gratitude meditation. So I want you to walk into the elevator, take a nice deep breath, and as you let it out, we're going to go down one floor, take another nice deep breath, we'll go down another floor, another breath, down to the second floor.
One more time. Now we're on the first floor. We're at ground level and the elevator doors open. You're walking through a beautiful green meadow. See the butterflies flitting around, making their little circles in the air. And there's a serene lake in the distance. Near the lake's edge, you see a full, mature, weeping willow tree. As you make your way over to the tree, take notice of the spring breeze. See the birds flying through the sky. Notice the swans gliding across the glassy surface of the lake. As you arrive at the tree, find yourself a nice nook in the roots that's just right for you to have a seat. Get comfortable and focus on the scene around you. Breathe deeply and allow the peacefulness to fill your soul. To your left, there's a forest, and you notice a robed figure coming out, and he's walking toward you. This is your master. Ask your master to be filled with gratitude and wait for it to wash over you. Bask in the complete sensation of thankfulness and peace that encompasses you. Express your gratitude for the people in your life to your master, your friends, family members, even those you don't always agree with. Express your gratitude for your health, for your home. Complete, all that is left is joy. Feel the immense outpouring of love from your guide as the beautiful robed figure returns to the forest. As you come back to the room, bring this calm, this peace back with you. Take a nice deep breath and wiggle your fingers and toes. Slowly, gently, return yourself to the room. Many blessings to you and yours this holiday season.